Welcome to Misinformed.
We are your hosts.
I'm Mel.
And I'm Treya. And we are here to blow your minds.
We are not experts in any way, so please don't quote us. Hello, hello, guys.
Hello.
I kind of like saying that. I don't know why. I'm like really awkward about the hellos.
Hello, hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello, puppet.
What's up, guys? We're back. And better than ever.
We are back. Guess who's back? Back, back, back,
back again.
Good, good. Misinformed's back. Tell a friend, but really tell a friend.
Seriously, tell your friends. Anyway, we have a good topic for you guys today.
Yeah, it's kind of dark, but, you know, it's real. And that's what we're here to tell you guys about, is real stuff, so.
Exactly. We've given you guys enough, like, funny topics, I feel like. We had to bring in, like, a serious one.
Exactly. Time. We need to show you guys that we're more than just, like, reality.
The Bachelor!
Yeah. We are edumacated.
Edumacation. Okay. So, we are going to be talking about human trafficking in the United States, specifically.
Yes. Because I feel like it's really not that, like, why can I never think of the word? Like, it's not spread. The awareness is not really widespread.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't even know human trafficking was still a thing until probably, it was, like, probably 3 or 2 years ago.
When Obama brought it up.
I knew when we had the Super Bowl, which is sad. Because I was working at a hotel, and we had to take a training on human trafficking to identify it.
You have, like, the inside scoop.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Not cool. It's sad, because...
I mean, it's cool that you have, like, the inside scoop on, like, what goes on behind the scenes at, like, hotels, though. I didn't know that. That's
because, like, hotels is, like, obviously, it's, like, there's still people who bring, like, prostitutes and stuff. I worked at a 5-star hotel, so, like, there would be, like, these businessmen who would bring, like, prostitutes in at the end, like, late in the evening.
But when
the Super Bowl, escorts. When the Super Bowl came, we had to take a training to identify human trafficking, and it was really intense.
I bet you could actually identify it, too.
Yeah.
Because I've seen situations where I'm like, I don't know about that.
Yes.
I actually, I used to work, well, when I worked at a bank, that I'm not going to tell you which one, but at my old job, we used to have girls come in with, like, their pimps, basically.
Yeah. You know what's hard is, like, in this day and age, it's like, I don't know, like, are you being human trafficked, or is that your sugar daddy?
I
don't want to be rude, but is that your sugar daddy, or do you need help?
Or both, because sometimes it's both.
I'm just trying to laugh about a really hard subject.
I know. So, quick stats. Basically, what made us, like, get into this is, like, well, one, that we became aware of it. Obama called it the modern slavery. And that's how, like, it became more popular because, obviously, these are slaves. These are sex slaves. But listen to this. In 2012, there were 20.9 million human trafficking victims worldwide.
That is insane.
So I want to know how many people are there in the world.
Crazy is, like... No, I do like that Obama refers to them as slaves. I don't like that he refers to them as slaves, but I feel like it makes it more real.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we had slavery in the past, and now we look back and we are like, that's disgusting that we would ever do that to human beings, but we're still doing, well, not we, but people are still doing it to people, and it's not even talked about that much. But
no.
There's 20.9 million people.
20.9 million human trafficking victims worldwide right now.
See, that is insane.
The industry makes $150 billion a year.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's disgusting. And, like, if you guys... So, if anyone who listens to this podcast, I tell you, after this episode, go ask, like, your family members or your friends if they have heard of anything in human trafficking. I was just talking to my sister, and I told her about how there's been, like, advertisements to young children that's, like, luring them in. And she was, like... I didn't realize this was still a thing. She's like, that's so scary. I'm like, exactly. Like, people don't realize that this is still a thing. Like, it's so scary.
Or people just automatically think, like, the movie Taken.
Yes.
Like, it's only going to happen to you if you go abroad, but it's not
true. And they think you're going to get kidnapped. Like, you know, but me and my roommate were just talking about this. So, I don't know if you've seen this, but there was, like, a flyer going around Bakersfield. So, one of my good friends lives in Bakersfield, and there's a flyer going around when... like, high school age students would go into, like, stores or whatever, they would put this flyer on their car, and it's super enticing, and it's, like, about a job, like, it's, like, jobs for 16 to 18-year-olds, like, not a lot of hours and great pay. It's, like, we provide transportation and, like, monthly trips to Six Flags as a team. Like, if I was 17, okay. I'd be like, oh, awesome, that's so cool. And then it's, like, call this number to set up an interview. Like, you probably go interview, and then they're, like, they take you, you know? And, like, that's so scary because when I was 18 and in college, I would find internships on Craigslist. And, like, one of my internships I did, I was a PR assistant for this girl, and I, like, did my interview at her house. That's obviously, so I'm alive, and she had a legit business, but, like, that could have been a sex trafficking lure.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because, like, Facebook is, like, one of the main ways that people actually get sex trafficked.
How do they pull them in through Facebook?
So, like, they'll find these, like, I don't know, whatever. Because, mind you, pimps are not just men. It's also women.
Yeah.
So, like, they'll find these, and usually it's really sad. The ages that are usually attacked are 12 to 14-year-olds, which is, like, the saddest thing ever, because they're children.
Yeah.
But basically, they will contact them, and they'll find people that they think are struggling in life. Like, if they see them posting, like, sad things on Facebook, or, like, if someone had, like, a death in their family, so they'll contact them, and they'll either act as, like, a parental guide or as, like, a relationship, like, a romantic person. And so they basically build these online relationships with them. And it's almost like catfish.
Yeah.
And then they get them to meet with them eventually, and that's when...
And they, like, kidnap them. Yeah,
exactly. Well, and a lot of times, too, it's not even just, like, kidnapping them. This girl wrote this entire long blog post. I forgot her name, and I should have probably remembered it. But she basically talked about how that happened to her. It went through Facebook, and her mom went to prison for embezzlement, like, at her job. And so she was, like, really mad at the world, and this guy was like, no, like, don't be mad at the world. Like, I'm here for you. And he met her, and he had told her he was, like, in his 20s, and he was actually in his 30s. She's like, well, that's kind of weird, but whatever. Like, he's nice to me, and he would buy her food and presents and, like, all this other stuff. So when she turned 17 and graduated high school, she left with him. And then when they got to the new city, the first day they got there, he was like, you need to make $500 if you want to stay with me. And she did it, and he, like, beat her up and, like, threatened to kill her.
And then they're stuck.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, a lot of these people, too, they'll force drugs on the women.
Yeah.
So they become addicted, and then they have to stay because they have withdrawals, and, like, then they can't leave because they can't get drugs, which is, it's so sad and disgusting. Like, your life can change in, like, one split second if you just end up in the wrong place the wrong time, and...
That's really sad.
Yeah.
It's because you really can't trust anybody now. Like, strangers, you know?
Yeah.
Another thing, too, is that they, like, wait, hold on, I wrote this down because I wanted to tell you, like, exactly what it was. Dang it. Oh, they don't actually, like, abduct you because abductions are more obvious.
Yeah.
So, like, they will literally go, they will hire women. We talked about this. They will hire women to, like, find you and ask you for help.
Yeah.
And, like, take you into, like, a shadowy area, and then they'll abduct you. They will never, like, abduct you in broad daylight, and that's how they trap you, initially. It's like the woman, did you hear about the woman who, she's like, oh, my child almost got abducted at IKEA?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, this woman.
Was it the video that came out where the guy, no, that was like in a grocery store. Okay, go ahead.
No, this girl just basically said, oh, I stopped my child from getting abducted at IKEA, and I told the security, like, IKEA and all stuff. The police, like, the police department in that county was like, we never received a phone call from Matt. That's a lie. Like, all this crazy stuff. And this woman was basically trying to bring awareness to the issue.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's, like, actually worse because what happens is, like, these victims are thinking that they're going out and it's becoming, like, more, like, people are realizing more.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they're hiding because, mind you, most of the country has laws in place where if they catch you, like, let's say that you come forward and you say, oh, I was a victim of, like, sex trafficking. Well, now you're a prostitute. So you get charged with, like, prostitution. And if you're a child, you get charged with child prostitution.
Even if you're, like...
Yep, even if you're a victim.
That's disgusting.
And then your pimp will get charged with, like, human trafficking.
That is so disgusting.
Sad.
Yeah, and, like, these women are, like, scared to leave because they're scared that they're gonna, like, you know, find them and then kill them, and, like, no, they can't even leave because if they do and come out, then they're gonna get arrested. Like, that's just
It's really sad.
Going back to, like, your how they recruit them off of Facebook, I saw this thing on, it's actually Raising Arizona Kids.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's, like, talking about how do teens become victims of sex trafficking. And a lot of them are obvious things that, like, you think of, like, they say kidnapping by, quote-unquote, gorilla pimp. So I'm just assuming that's, like, a huge guy.
Yeah.
That literally just comes and grabs them.
Gorilla pimp. I mean, that's, like, not a thing matter, but I just imagine,
yeah,
like, a huge guy.
Gorilla pimp. Then there was a parent or family member pimps their child for drugs or money.
Yes.
So sad. Then running away and living on the streets, which that one is, like, I feel like a more obvious one as well, because, like, as sad as it is when kids do run away and they have, like, a bad
childhood
influence in,
yeah,
childhood to begin with, and then they're, like I said earlier, on drugs, and that's, like, their only thing to turn to.
Yep.
But the one that shocked me the most was recruitment by Romeo boyfriends who convince them that they love them and care for them. So
yeah,
it's like your Facebook one.
Yep.
Like, they get enticed by these guys, and then
they run off with
the
them.
Whole, yeah.
It's really sad. Well, and all these guys, this girl, the girl that wrote the blog, and I should try to find it for you guys, and then we'll post the name, maybe we'll post the Instagram,
mm-hmm,
for it. But she talked about how, like, basically once she was, like, in this entire, like, industry of it, he had a bunch of girls in this house.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that, like, when you wouldn't make at least $500,
yeah,
a night, he would, like, basically beat you up in front of all these girls to show them, like, I'm not messing around.
Yeah.
And she said that, like, one of the times he was so angry at her and trying to prove a point because she only made, like, $50, that he didn't feed her for almost 72 hours.
Oh my
so he
gosh.
Wouldn't buy her food and wouldn't let her sleep.
Oh,
isn't that
my
insane?
Gosh.
And then when he finally fed her, like, he was like, okay, like, I forgive you. Like, here's food.
Yeah.
And then after she was done eating, he grabbed her and threw her in a closet and locked her in there for, like, another 24 hours.
That's
isn't
disgusting.
That insane? So they, and she even said it. She's like, I started to see qualities in this man that I
mm-hmm.
thought loved me initially, and that's why I, like, ran away with him,
yeah,
when I was 17. And she's like, I never imagined myself, like, in that situation. And she's like, why didn't I leave? Like,
yeah,
obviously, why didn't I leave? She's like, because A, you don't want to go to jail. B,
yeah,
you're afraid that he's going to come out and kill you,
exactly,
because he knows a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and C, like, I couldn't leave. I didn't have anywhere to go, which is...
Yeah, because at that point, like, they're just... Exactly. They have nothing. And, like, a lot of people... I feel like I read this somewhere, and I don't know where, or if it was human trafficking, or if it was
rape.
There was this girl,
yeah,
that I feel like she was, no joke, she was, like, either in a human trafficking situation and she got out, or she was purposely in, like, a brothel situation.
Oh.
But still, regardless, she does talk about the fact that when she got into it at a young age, like, she was, like, 16,
mm-hmm,
and, like, she got hooked to drugs, and, like, so that's why she kind of stayed in it. But whenever she tried to leave, she would realize, like, but I have nothing at this point. I have no job, and my mom thinks I ran away and, like, am a druggie on purpose,
mm-hmm,
but it's not on purpose. And she's like, my mom wouldn't accept me back. So it's, like, it's obviously everything's situational, and I hope, like, if that happened to me, like, my family members wouldn't be like,
back,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's just, you know, no one thinks that they're going to be the one, the victim, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you even think, like, okay, I'm older now, I'm safe because I'm not a kid, and, like, they probably won't target me, but they still target adult women as well.
You can still, like, I think the youngest, or, like, the youngest case that they've really, like, investigated in the U.S. was, like, 9 years old.
Oh, that's so sad.
Which is, yeah, that's,
disgusting,
like, tragic, honestly.
Yeah.
That, like, I have, like, little cousins,
exactly,
that are 9 years old, which is, and they're kids, like, they're literally kids. But, yeah, I mean, they go up all the way up, I mean, honestly, it's, like, 40s, 50s, I feel like anybody.
Yeah.
If you're just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
No, anybody can, yeah. And there was that one case, that girl, it was, like, a mom. Like, last year, 2 years ago, she was, like, on a jog in her neighborhood. Well, their neighborhood, like, went into, like, it, like, looked like forest or something, but she was on a jog, and she got kidnapped. And they thought she was gone. It was, like, a month that she was missing, and they were trying to find her. They found, two guys. I don't know, like, a random car found her on the side of the road. She had a shaved head. She was naked.
What?
Because the people who kidnapped her, like, she got out somehow, which she's, like, the luckiest person alive.
Mm-hmm.
But they let her go. But they had obviously tried to, like, they shaved her head, and, like, yeah, they tried to change her appearance. But... like, that's just proof that you could be an adult and still get kidnapped and, like, taken into trafficking.
That's, like, the worst month of your life. Like, can you... That would be, like, years to me. Can you imagine being in that situation?
No.
You literally feel like you'd be there for, like, 10 years. No, they also... This girl at the blog, she was talking about how they make you think that you're part of a family. And one of the biggest threats that they use is that they'll sell you to another pimp. And so, like, these girls... Like
they try to make it seem like they're the good one to be with.
Exactly. Because, like, even... And she says that, like, girls would get sold, like, if they didn't bring in enough money. They would get sold to, like, a family that brought in less money. Like, a quote-unquote family. And so these girls don't like you because, like, you're coming into their family. And it's super catty. And she said it was, like... That was, like, one of the biggest threats that they did. Like, well, I'm going to sell you to somebody else.
That's... It's so crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, like, how you said earlier, like, you just, like, picture Taken, but that's literally all I can picture is Taken, like, and that's so scary still, like,
because it happens here. Americans to Americans, and people never think about that.
Exactly.
Although, there is, like, a crazy, actually, I wrote it down, there's, like, a crazy amount of people that get, like, smuggled into the U.S., I think I took a picture of this because I was, like, in awe of it. The number was, like... Oh, 14.5 to 17.5,000. So it was like 14,500 to 17,500 are trafficked into the U.S. every year just for human trafficking from other countries.
Yeah.
That's probably why California, you were telling me about California.
Yeah, so I was, I found this one article and it talks about, okay, so human trafficking cases reported by state. Now the highest one was California and they had 1,323. Just to give you an idea, the next highest one was Texas, and they were at 670. So almost half, like, more, like, they, California have more than double
more than
what
double.
Texas had, which is, but yeah, that makes sense. Like, California.
And Texas, they all border. They all border, like.
I'm surprised Arizona doesn't
country.
Have more because we are bordered with, you know, Mexico, so it's, like, close to the.
Yeah, but Arizona's border is a lot tougher
That's
than
true.
Texas and. What do you call it, California.
True.
That's another thing, too. I read that because of, like, these... I really am not trying to get political, but, like, these harsh immigration policies that the U.S. has, all these girls are sex trafficked into the U.S. because they're promised, like, a better life in the U.S., and so they're basically... They pay... Like, they buy these girls off their families and say, oh, I'll take care of them, and the family, like, even pays to have them travel there and, like, smuggled in, and then when they get here, they're just sex trafficked, and their parents, like... Or their family never hears from
them. They never
know.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, that was one of, like, the things that they taught us about when I went through that human trafficking class. And then something else that I found, too... So, okay, going as to back to why I had to take the class. So I had to take the class because the Super Bowl was hosted in Arizona. And I found something on... It was actually the McCain Institute. So ASU and... I don't know, the McCain Institute, I guess. They did a study on how these sporting events affect human trafficking because sporting events bring in people with money.
Yep.
And as disgusting as it is, people with money are going to pay for these prostitutes. So it brings in these sex trafficking businesses, so to say. So in 2014, so that was the year before the Super Bowl, there was about 191 reported ads on, they called Backpage. That's, I'm assuming, where, like, you can buy sex. I don't know. It's, like, an online sex ad volume.
Yes.
So
I know what you're talking about. It's, like, that group of guys that had that website where you could literally sell, like, buy and sell them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it's probably something like that. So we had 191 prior to the Super Bowl. After the Super Bowl, it went up to 274. So I know that's not, like, that dramatic of a number, but it is.
But again, it is.
Yes, it is. And it's, like, it's showing you that just by having one sporting event in a city... It brings in that much more volume, and
you basically went up by, 33%.
Exactly. So
that's a pretty significant number.
Yes. And the Super Bowl is held every year, so it's just like it's just bringing
more
and more. And why that isn't actually, I think this past year they did kind of vocalize it more,
like
to the actual
Bowl?
Public.
Oh, just
I don't think it was like the Super Bowl who did it, but there was. I remember like some type of. Awareness ad
and stuff,
or something about it, but it's so shocking to me that they don't bring that to the public more, that with these sporting events there is that, but
Well, because it's, like, a glorified industry.
Exactly.
And a lot of people are like, okay, well, if these girls, like, want to be prostitutes, they can just be prostitutes mm-hmm. and, like, let them do whatever they want. And that's one of the biggest problems with, like, human trafficking, because they say that, like, as a generation, we're getting more accustomed to that being, like, oh, well, I mean, they want to be prostitutes, so just let them do whatever they want to do. It's, like, their job. But in reality, we're losing focus on the fact that, like, these girls are literally being, I mean, they're not being kidnapped because, mm-hmm. like, technically some of them are, but, like, a lot of them are just stuck in this shitty situation and they can't get out.
And, like, technically they don't want to get out, but they mentally, and, like, it's just so hard. And, like, I feel like we should be more receptive to that.
Yeah.
But also, like, these guys are making a profit off of these women. So it's one thing if, like, I decided tomorrow I'm going to go down to Van Buren and be a prostitute. Like, that's one thing. But if a guy is, like, forcing me to do that, that's, like, an entirely different thing. And but, yeah, I do see it's, like, a glorified business because it's, like, almost, it's, like, almost like an exclusive club to these gentlemen who have the money to purchase these women, so to say, yep. during the Super Bowl and stuff. Because, obviously, it sounds so gross, but, like, their rates go up.
Yeah.
Because they know that there's going to be high-paying clients.
Yeah.
So it's, like, this exclusivity to it, and it's become, like, this, like, glorified thing almost when there's these huge sporting events.
Like, you have to have, like, a dime piece on your arm, mm-hmm. and you can afford it. It's almost like, it's like a pissing match, literally.
Yes.
Like, who has the prettiest yes, girl? But exactly. you literally paid for her, so, I don't know about that.
You could honestly get one for free, well, not for free, but just, so like, buy her a Louis, and you could get a really pretty girl, I'm yeah. sure.
To not take everywhere with you. She'll do it for free. She will.
It's yeah. called sugardaddy.com.
Seriously. Wait, do you want to know how much they usually make a year?
Yes.
Okay. So, if you do, here's some quick math that, like, the Women's Funding Network did for us.
Okay.
It says, okay, in Washington, D.C., it was reported that a pimp who had three young women and girls in his stable, like, their, his house, were each were bringing back $500 every day. So if you do the math, the pimp was making about $24,000 a month, which in reality is $642,000 a year tax-free.
Yeah, I was going to say, and they don't pay taxes.
I pay taxes because I sex trafficked this year, so.
That's crazy. Yeah, does he have pay stubs for, like, his
I swear I make, like, six G's.
Oh, my God.
I swear I make, like, what is it? Six figures, so. No, so, yeah, and they keep all the money. So, they basically, they don't pay these girls. You just, they feed them.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't, they never have, like, usually they never have access to doctors. Because if they go to a doctor, pimps will usually, like, you can see signs of abuse. Yeah. So, like, they'll report that. And so they won't let them go to doctors. Yeah, they, like, choose when they get to eat and, like, sleep. And they have shifts. Like, they'll tell you, like, you can't sleep from this time to this time. Or, like, you can only eat from this time to this time because your shift is from 5 to 10.
That's so disgusting.
And if a girl is sick, then another girl has to make up for her.
I just don't get how it's still a, like, it's still an industry because I feel like there are a lot of, like, random vulnerable girls who, like I said earlier, sugardaddy.com.
Yeah.
Could literally pay a girl, like, you know?
You could buy her dinner, like, and this girl would be like, okay.
Yeah, it was probably not sex nearly as many times. So, like,
I think, honestly, and this is just my opinion, I don't know. I think it's because it's emotional detachment from it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, well, he's just going to pay this girl and he's just going to use her and walk away and never have to know her name.
Almost because it is a business.
Exactly.
That they prefer it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, it's like, you know how you have a dedicated hair lady? This is like the most awful, you know, comparison. Yes. It's like you have your hair lady and that's your hair lady. Mm-hmm. You have an emotional attachment to her.
Yeah.
But like if you go to a random salon, you don't care about that person that much.
True.
It's literally a business. It's what it is. As opposed to like a relationship.
I'm just very shocked that on that one about the states, that Las Vegas was not very high up there.
That's because Las Vegas is like, their thing is like strip clubs.
True, and they have, like, brothels.
Yeah.
And things like that.
It's, like, illegal, almost.
So weird.
And I feel like in...
They have, like...
Well, Nevada... Like, remember, Las Vegas is, like, the tiniest part of Nevada. Mm-hmm. Las Vegas is, like, literally, like, maybe, like, 1/200th of Nevada, so...
It's true.
Whereas, like, in California, that, I bet you that happens in L.A., it happens in San Diego, it happens, like...
San Diego.
San Francisco, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
Especially around the border, like, I wouldn't be surprised. There's just, like, it's right there.
Yeah.
So, that's probably why. But, I mean, you know what would surprise you if it was, like, Utah, Idaho.
No, they were, sorry, that was super loud, guys. I was like, no! No, they were actually up there. That's, okay, so, California's 1,323. Then it goes Texas, Florida. Then Ohio, which I was like,
what? Who lives in Ohio?
Ohio. It's 375. New York, Georgia. But, like, there's not really any other, like, shocking ones. Because after Arizona, like, it's pretty low. Arizona's at 151. The lowest is Oklahoma. Because
who lives in Oklahoma?
There's 88. All the people that live in Oklahoma that are in it.
Everybody in Oklahoma. We just designate that as a state. Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. So, sex trafficking is obviously the most. But then there's labor trafficking.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's what the next thing was about. Like, where the top industries are for labor trafficking. And it's domestic work. Agricultural, which, like, you could see that.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
It's kind of like, one time me and Andrea you ran into it. You just, like, told me about it. How they were using...
Oh, yeah.
So workers in Mexico?
Yeah. So, I ran across this website at work where this person was advertising cheap labor on their website.
Yeah.
So, like, you could pay, like, for example, somebody at a factory, like, you could basically hire 200 workers at a factory for what was, like, what, $1 a day?
Yeah.
It was, like, $1 a day.
And, like, the disgusting part about it was on the, like, whatever website, it had it, like, compared to U.S. labor. Like, yep. It was, like, $2 a day in Mexico as opposed to $11, or $2 an hour as opposed to $11 an hour in U.S.
Yeah.
So you're blatantly saying, like, cheap labor in Mexico. But that's human trafficking still. You're trafficking labor.
Yep, you're trapped. Yeah, and it's, like, not just, like, adults, it's kids, too.
Yeah. So sad.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it doesn't just...
And that's why, like, you said this. You're, like, and people blame them for wanting to come here.
Yeah.
But it's, like... Would any of you work for $2 an hour? You wouldn't even work for fucking $12 an hour.
All of you are complaining that McDonald's pays you $2 an hour, $12 an hour. Try working for $2 an hour.
I used to have to work for $7 an hour, and I was happy about it. And now all these, like, high schoolers think they deserve $12 an hour.
They're like, well, Chick-fil-A will pay me $15. Good for Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is going to be gone in 5 years. No one's going to be able to afford it because they have to pay your ass.
It'll be $30 for, what is it? Chicken sandwich?
Yeah. Great. Okay. That'll be $30.
And with a smile on their face.
My pleasure.
Anything else I can do for you? You're like, I hate you.
We love Chick-fil-A, actually, but they just were, like, in our line of fire. Sorry, guys.
Okay, no, but I'm going to call them out because you found that spider in your chicken nugget and that was disgusting.
I found, like, this nasty spider in my chicken nugget, and then I tweeted a picture, and I started to get hate tweets.
People were like, your nails are ugly. I was like, her nails are not even bad.
One guy was like, maybe it's a sign to stop eating Chick-fil-A. I'm like, you don't even know me.
It was one time, okay?
Just one time.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, well, we digress. But,
yeah,
going back to labor trafficking, though, yeah, so that's also one of the bigger things with the sporting events. Is that's when labor trafficking becomes, like, a big thing. They'll find people who are, like, desperate for work and, like, young people, and they'll make them work these insane hours and...
pay them, like, $2.
Yeah.
Which is really sad, actually.
Yeah.
Just Uber instead.
Yeah, it says migrant workers experience 12-hour workdays, 7 days a week, and unpaid.
Yep. A lot of people don't even get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually, like, a really big... Because in Mexico, like, okay. I have family in Mexico, so... Well, not, like, family. Okay. So, I am from Mexico. So, like, I know a little bit more about this than I would from, like, China or whatever. But it's just interesting that, like, a lot of my family members are business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what they pay their employees is, like, normal.
Yeah.
But there are places where you can literally work the entire 14 hours a day, and they will literally pay you, like, 100 pesos, which is the equivalent, if you divide it by 20, that's, like, $5 for 14 hours. You literally have paid $5.
So sad.
And then you have to make, so it's, like, you and your wife, so let's say you each get paid $5, you make $10 that day, and you have to buy food for your kids, and, like, food for yourself, and make sure that everyone's, like, has, like, school supplies. Yeah. Because in Mexico, mind you have to buy books in elementary school. My parents, I remember when I was, like, I didn't go to elementary school for a long time. But I remember you would have to buy, like, 10 books.
Yeah.
Because everyone has to buy their own books.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, is it because, like, does the government fund the public schools there?
No. I mean, well, granted, I did go to a private school, so maybe that's why. But, I mean, you would get, like, you can get scholarships.
Yeah.
Like, people can, like, give you a scholarship for it if you have... people have money, and people do that, but, I mean, a lot of times, like, these kids still have to buy the books.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just, like, fund them. Yeah. The government doesn't give anything to anyone in Mexico. It's not like here. Like,
yeah.
They don't...
I know, we're, like, the laziest people.
Although, honestly, I will give you this, they do have, like, a healthcare system where, like, everyone has healthcare, which is nice.
That is, yeah. That is nice.
Shout out to Obama.
Yeah.
Just kidding. JK people. No, but,
yeah. Oh, and, like, okay, wait, something I just saw, too. So, they purposely will go after migrant workers, because then when they say, like, when they basically are, like, not going to pay them or going to pay them really cheap, they'll threaten the workers with deportation in order to get them to comply.
Yeah. That's, that's, like, a real thing.
Yeah.
And that's such a scare tactic. Can you imagine being, like, a dad working, and then, like, your employer being, like, I'm not going to pay you today, but if you leave, like, I'll like call ICE on you and like have them import you. And like you have like 3 kids at home like waiting for you to come home.
Exactly. There was, and okay, so it's like right in front of our faces, I feel like, too, because there was a place, well, it's still open, Fantastic Sam.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Is it Fantastic? No, that's a haircut.
That's a
what is it? It's like a pizza place. Uncle Sam's.
Uncle Sam's, yeah.
Uncle Sam's, there's one like that is by where I used to live.
Yeah.
They got busted a few years ago for having a bunch of, like, immigrant workers in there. But it's, like, here's the thing. They obviously were not taxing. Like, they didn't have them on their payroll. They weren't taxing those immigrant workers.
They're,
they were probably paying them way
under
less.
The table. Yeah.
Yeah, probably giving them way underpaid.
Mm-hmm.
Probably telling them, like, well, we won't report you. And, yeah. Then they got busted. I don't know how they reopened after that. Because usually places will be, like...
done. Yeah. Then you have like a lot. Yeah. Like you could literally walk into a restaurant or like a Walmart or whatever. You will never know. But it's just sad because these people get paid like nothing.
Yeah.
We digressed a little bit, but it's kind of, it goes with the topic. Like just human trafficking in general. It's not just sex trafficking people.
Yeah. Everything.
It's everything. Yeah.
But I mean, that's why we need to spread awareness.
Yeah, and also, just to go back to, like, the whole, like, work, what do we call it? Labor trafficking. There are, just like how they smuggle people into the U.S. for, like, human trafficking, like, sex trafficking, they also do it a lot in California, especially in San Francisco, because they have, like the weed industrial area, you know, like, or agriculture area, I mean, so, like, they're called, it's, like, weed pickers or whatever. It's like cannabis. It's, like, literally it has a name.
Yeah.
They have, like, a name because they're these, like, all these people that are here that were smuggled in
mm-hmm.
through Mexico or, like, you know, Latin America, and then they work in these fields for, like, the entire day from, like, sun up to sundown.
Jeez.
Yeah. And
get paid, like...
Well, this girl was saying how she basically... actually, this is really interesting because this was on a podcast. I'm not finding which podcast it was.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it wasn't, I'll find it for you, but it was, she was talking about how she, originally got into the, like, weed, like, picking business.
Yeah.
Because this guy talked to her parents paid for her to come to the U.S. He smuggled her in, made her work on the field, and then eventually he took her and sex trafficked her.
She got, like,
both.
Trafficked in
both. Yeah. Ways. Isn't that crazy? So she initially started working in
yeah.
the fields, and then I feel like, I can't remember the story very well, but I feel like she got injured, or, like, she, like, one day she had, like, heat exhaustion, and she couldn't, like, do that or something like that, and
yeah.
this guy literally just took her. First of all, he was like, you're gonna be my wife. Like, didn't give her an option, and she was like, what the heck? But, like, okay, like, what am I gonna do? I have nowhere to
mm-hmm.
go. Like, this is my home. And then when she, like, wouldn't want to, like, even be around him, he sex trafficked her. Isn't that insane?
Gosh, this poor girl. Literally, like, worst case scenario.
Yeah, you're labor trafficked and then you're sex trafficked.
And then you're sex trafficked.
So, I'm going to find that podcast
yeah.
because it was really interesting. The entire episode, I was like, what in the world is this?
At least she got out.
Yeah, she did get out, which is nice.
Yeah.
But a lot of these people don't, which is the sad part.
Which
That's why.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, because like I said earlier, like I told my sister and she was like, I didn't even know that was a thing still. But I thought it'd be cool, not cool, but like I thought it'd be nice if I talked about some things, had a spot. Like,
yeah, I was just like, you read my mind. Yeah.
So I don't remember the training too much, but I do remember like one of the biggest things they taught us. Was if you, so at the time I was working at the front desk, so they would talk about, like, if there's, like, say a couple checking in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of indicators, like, one, if the girl is significantly younger, if she will not make eye contact with you, because a lot of the times, like, they'll tell them, like, you need to act normal, don't talk to them if they talk to you. So, like, they would tell us if you felt like the, you know, girl or guy, if it's a young boy or whatever, if you feel like they're not making eye contact or if they look uncomfortable, purposely try to talk to them and see how they react.
Yeah.
I obviously never had that situation, luckily, but, like, so if I was checking in the couple and the girl was, like, not looking at me, like, they would be, like, look at the girl and say, like, oh, there's a great spa. Do you like pedicures? I'm, like, see if she'll talk to you. Because, like, typically they'll look down or look away or whatever because they're fearful of, like, their owner.
That, and I would be, like, afraid to be recognized, too.
Yes. Yeah.
That's another thing. Like, what if they remember
like,
try you?
To, like, change your appearance.
Yeah.
So, some of, like, the key indicators they say are they're fearful of police and authorities because they're scared well, now I know that they can get, like, in prison.
Yeah.
Whatever, for mm-hmm. it.
Or at least fined.
Yeah. They are, they have limited freedom of movement, so if, like, you notice that they're, like, the guy is, like, trying to keep them close by or, like, whatever. They seem to be really in debt to someone, so if they seem like they're almost, like,
I think Vampire Diaries,
like, they're sired to them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you can tell, like, they look, like, almost too loyal to that person. But yeah, just, like, it's hard to detect it, like, when you don't know the person, but there is ways to detect it, and sometimes it's more obvious than others, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's harder, because, like,
exactly.
like you said, you never know if it's their sugar daddy or if it's
exactly.
their pimp.
And, like, if I was walking around the grocery store, and I, like, saw a guy and a young girl, and, like, it kind of seemed off, this is just me, like, I don't think I would think to call the, like, sex trafficking hotline.
Yeah.
I don't think I would, like, I honestly don't think I would.
And then also,
I would
like,
just be like, that's weird. Like,
is it, like, your dad? And
exactly.
How many times do we literally go, is that her dad or is that her boyfriend?
I know.
Right? And, like, now I think about it and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what if that girl, like,
exactly.
was in that, like, in a weird situation? Or a guy. I mean, it's not to say that it's just girls who get human trafficked, just, by the way, guys can get human trafficked, too. It's just,
yeah.
The population is more geared towards female
mm-hmm.
victims. That's so interesting, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I never thought about that. Now I'm going to be, like, super paranoid. Every time I see someone, I'm like, I'm going to go to the girl, like, is this your sugar daddy?
Do you need help?
Do you need help? Blink twice. I promise they'll get you out of here.
I'll help you. There is, like, a program in Phoenix. It's, like, an organization where they, like, purposely, they have, so they help girls who are in human sex trafficking, and then they help guys who are in, like, rehab,
mm-hmm.
like, trying to get out of drugs and stuff. They'll use the guys to go out and find these, like, prostitutes, and they'll be like, hey, if you need help, meet me on the street. Like, we don't have to tell anyone. We'll take you to a safe spot. And then they go, like, wait on that street for the girl. So there are good people out there who purposely put themselves in danger because if, like, the pimp found out about these guys, they'd get killed in, like, a second.
Yeah. Do you remember The Secret Life of the American Teenager?
No, I didn't watch it all because it got too cheesy for me. I couldn't do it.
Shout out to our friend Lauren. She was the dedicated one that watched it with
me.
There was an episode there where one of the main characters,
mm-hmm.
like, he found this girl and she was being sex trafficked. And he was, like, he was, like, a football player or
mm-hmm.
something. I don't know. He played, like, football or basketball or whatever for the college. And so he told her, meet me in my room and I'll get you help.
Yeah.
And they found him, like, the RA or whatever they called it on the show,
mm-hmm.
found him and thought that he was legitimately trying to hire a prostitute. And so they kicked him off the football team. And then this girl came back to get help again. It was, like, honestly, it was, like, a girl that he knew or something like that, and he was trying to help her. Well, the pimp came back and, like, beat him up, and he was, like, almost dead from it. Yeah. But they were trying to bring awareness to it, because, I mean, the show is,
like,
super cheesy, but, I mean, they did bring attention to a lot of, like, problems. It was kind of like the first show that had like a teenage pregnancy on it.
No, it really was, because we were like 14. No, like younger. When it was came out. And I remember my parents were like, "You can't watch that. It's really bad." And I'm like, "No, they're like my age." They're like, "But she's pregnant."
Kids should watch this. They should learn from this.
No. Not 16 and pregnant, where they like.
Glorify it. They're like, it's cool, I'll still be a cheerleader.
Now those girls make more money than me. Like, shit, if I would have known, all I had to do was get pregnant
at 16,
shoot, I'd have done it.
One and done. That's it.
They're driving around like Range Rovers now.
I'm jealous. No. Okay. But wait, what were we talking about?
Just spreading awareness.
Oh, yeah, spreading awareness.
Okay, so one other thing. So there's an organization called Red Light, Green Light, and they actually are meant to spread awareness. They have a movie that they can, you can actually host a screening if you, I mean, if you have that kind of, like, if you have that many friends, you can host a screening. But you can also just buy the film. They also have, like, petitions that you can sign, join the fight, fun things like that. But they're basically all about spreading awareness, which I think is great because, like I said, like, it's just not spread that much, which is so weird to me. Like, this should be shown in every high school.
Oh, yeah.
Every grade school, too. Because it's, like, I have a niece that's 12, and it's, like, she probably has no idea that that's even a possibility that she could, like, possibly get kidnapped.
Yep.
You know? And
especially with social media now. Like, Instagram, if someone's, like, hey, I can, like, sponsor you to do this if you just post this. I want to meet with you. Boom. Done.
Yes.
You're done. Like, so easy you just now. Got kidnapped. You know, here's something, it's actually kind of like a sad story, but it was like a really cool ending. In my public speaking class, there was this guy who did like a whole presentation, like a speech, and he started off his presentation on human trafficking and like all this different stuff. And it really sad part is, it was him and this other girl, and this girl brings out like a dog kennel, like a really small dog kennel. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about like all this stuff, and she goes, and this girl like got kept, like this was her bed, and she literally brings out this like dog kennel.
Yeah.
It's like tiny, like seriously, for a chihuahua, that's where she would have to sleep, because that's where they would keep all the girls at night.
That's...
or like whenever they were sleeping. But at the very end, like they went through like all these different stats and all this, the presentation. At the end, he was like, I would like you guys to all like reach out to this organization, like, if this, like, check out their website. And he was like, actually, and I'm the founder of it. And it was the coolest thing.
Wow.
The entire class was like, what?
That was awesome. I thought you were going to tell me that the girl was like, and I was that girl. And I was like, oh my God.
No,
so
I would
sad.
Cry. I would be like,
I was like, how did you start the podcast with that?
No, that would be, I mean, that would be like the most epic, like, plot twist
right?
ever.
Dude, you get A++. Actually, you can just see yourself out because you just passed college.
You can graduate now. It's cool. I know you're a freshman, but you deserve it.
See, that's so cool that he, like, started that, though.
It's because, like, his sister was, like, his sister or his mom, one of the two, was, like, a victim of that.
Oh, my God.
And so he started this organization when he was in high school, when his mom, like, finally confessed this to him. Because it happened to her when she was, like, a teenager.
Yeah.
And then she, like, obviously was able to get out of it and, like, whatever, got married and had him. And she's, like, a super, I went to a Christian university. So he's, like, super Christian and, like, Christian-based organization. But... yeah, so he has, like, this entire organization. It's actually, I remember at the time looking it up on Instagram, and it was, like, booming, so good for him.
And it's, like, a good, like, it's a
and
good,
like,
purpose. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's awesome.
Not to say that guys don't care, but also, like, you're a guy.
Exactly.
It doesn't, like, directly affect you as
they
much as it does.
They don't get it, yeah. No.
So.
That's so cool of him, though.
I know. I wish I could remember his name. It was freshman year. So, honestly.
It's too long ago.
It was really long
if
ago.
If it wasn't last week, I don't remember.
2 hours ago, I could have told you, but no. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, I hope that educated some of y'all. Did you have something else you wanted to talk about?
No, I think that was it. Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you hear of anybody, this is, like, super sad, but, like, if you know of anybody or you think that something's going on, reach out to any hotline that you can think of. One of them that we want to mention is the National Human Trafficking Hotline. You can reach them on humantraffickinghotline.org, or the phone number is 1-888-373-7888. I'm pretty sure it's anonymous, so I don't think that they're going to, like, really involve you in that. If you just want to stay anonymous, but a really sad but also kind of awesome thing is that this they have received an increase of 259% increase in calls between 2008 and 2012, which means that, like, yeah, obviously it's happening a lot more, but it also means that people are reporting it more.
Exactly.
Which is
so
nice.
Yeah, if you see something, say something.
Yes.
And tell your friends about human trafficking. That sounds weird. Tell your friends about human trafficking.
But, like, honestly.
No, but, like, tell your friends, because a lot of people don't know, and so it's something that, like, should be talked about. Yeah. And
especially
yeah.
your, like, kind-hearted friends that would help somebody on the side of the road because they
yeah.
got stranded. That's where they, that's when they can get you.
Yeah.
I mean, tell everybody, but especially those friends. yeah. Do you want to, oh, one thing that we should have mentioned
yeah.
is if you are getting abducted, there's, like, these tactics that you can do. Like, one of them is, I think, oh, shout out to our friend Camille, because she sent this to us a long time
yeah.
ago, where she was like, first of all, you make the direct eye contact with
the
person,
yeah.
because then they know that you can recognize them
mm-hmm.
if they were standing in, like, a panel of, like, who's going to jail.
Yeah, like a lineup.
You line up. Thank
yeah.
you. I was like, who's going to jail today? Also, ask them questions, because it shows
mm-hmm.
that you're not afraid. What else?
I know, like, well, this is just, like, if you're walking alone. Like, I always do this. Well, one, every girl should have, like, mace or something.
I do.
But I always
you
have
do.
My key in between my fingers
Me
so
too.
You can shake them.
Because yes.
they say, like, you can, don't be on your phone.
Don't be on your
They'll, like, try to find people who are distracted, who have headphones in, so I never walk around with headphones. And
Me
don't
either.
Be, like, texting and walking around.
Nope. Don't be talking on the phone unless, like, you're literally with somebody else who is paying attention.
Yeah. If you're, like, really young, which, like, if you are... Again, please ask your parents if you should listen to this podcast, but if you're young and it seems normal, like, I remember when I was really young, my parents would always tell me if anyone ever grabs you to scream and say, you're not
yes.
my dad, you're not my mom.
Yeah.
Because if you're just screaming, they'll think, like, oh, it's just, like, a kid having a tantrum. But you could also do that as an adult. You could say, I don't know you.
Yeah.
Because then people will help. If you're just screaming, like,
help.
They might just be like, that's domestic abuse, like,
yeah.
which hopefully someone will still step in.
Wait,
but...
I reported that domestic abuse that one time I went to sit, remember?
Oh, yeah. In the parking lot.
Some guy was throwing, a,
yeah.
like, a legit glass bottle at his girlfriend, and I reported it. I called the police right, real quick. I was like, there's this guy attacking this girl with a glass bottle, and this guy's the... I honestly didn't even call 911. I just called, like, the police station.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if they're gonna laugh at me or not. And they were like... Where are you? And I was like, oh, I'm on this corner and this corner. And I'm like, I was at work.
Yeah.
I was in college back in the day. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, you need to stay away from them. And I was like, oh, no, I'm, like, inside. I'm watching from the window. Like, it's happening right now. They literally got there in, like, 30 seconds.
Good for them.
Yeah, it was good.
Good.
Wait, something else they were saying that you can do. When you run away, run in, like, diagonal, like, zigzags.
Oh,
because, yeah, like, first of all, it's hard to keep track of
somebody.
One. Two, if they have a gun and they're trying to, like, shoot you or harm you, it's harder to aim a gun at people who are running like a crazy person.
Yeah.
Oh, and then it also says to try to grab onto another person if there's people around you. Because they're not going to be able to take two people.
Yeah.
So you try to grab onto people and, like, immediately people will get their attention.
I would also, this, I'm going to be open about, like, religion, but I would also pray out loud.
Yeah.
I know somebody who... I'll tell you after the story because it's not something publicly, but I know someone who was abducted and they continually prayed out loud and, like, the abductor got so annoyed with them praying,
they, let
they
go.
Threw him out in the truck.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because...
Jesus helps you.
Exactly. And so it's just, like, calling the Lord, you know? And when all else fails, just calling the Lord because...
Yeah. You're right. I agree.
Yes. So.
That's actually really smart.
Yeah.
And if, like, if you're not down with that, I don't know. Like, learn yourself a poem.
Yeah.
And recite it over
Maybe
and over.
Maybe just sing the most annoying song in the world
yeah.
and they'll let you out.
Sing Friday by Rebecca
Black. Yeah. Exactly.
See how long you last in there.
Gosh.
What else? That's it. I think that's literally all they're talking
Kick
about.
Kick him in the balls.
Oh, you can
Take
also...
Take a self-defense class.
You can also, like, lie about... They say that you should tell, like, say lies out loud.
Okay.
Like, say that, like, you know people or say that
oh.
you know where the nearest station is. Yeah, because then they, like, won't, like, they don't want to get involved with that.
I always think of Grey's Anatomy when there was the shooter episode, and I forgot who it is, but she is, oh, I think it was Meredith's sister, the one that...
Died. You mean Kepner, when she starts spitting
Sorry,
out.
If anyone's been watching Grey's right now, this is going to be a spoiler alert, but
okay,
on the shooter
talk, scene, but honestly, that's, like, your fault, because that was, like, season six.
It's so long
right?
ago.
So, sorry for you.
She starts saying things about herself, and I don't know if this is true, but, like, later she says, like, they say you're supposed to, like, personalize yourself, so you're not just, like, a body. Like, yeah. So she, like, the shooter's standing in front of her, and she's like, I graduated from this college, I have three brothers, and, like, my mom and dad do this, and blah, 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 and the shooter, like, gets annoyed with her and runs away.
So smart.
So throw the shot, you know? Whatever.
It was Kepner. Remember, she was, like, that's, like, sad little owl at first. Yeah.
So we're gonna lighten it up.
Yes. Okay, and let's play some Would You Rather.
Okay, yeah. You should ask yours first.
What was one?
It was something about a guy.
Oh, yeah. Would you rather date a guy that's really hot but has a disgusting car, like you have to sit in piles of trash, and you always have to take his car? Or would you rather date, like, an average, like, below average yeah. looking guy that has, like, a super clean car?
I would go with the below average with a super clean car because, like, I think that says a lot about your personality.
Yes.
And, I really don't, I mean, like, obviously I want a good looking boyfriend, but looks aren't everything. And if you have a nasty car, you probably are, like,
cockroaches.
You have a nasty personality. No, but
if you have a nasty car, what does your apartment look like?
Exactly.
I shouldn't talk to my car. My car gets kind of gross sometimes. I'm like, it's cool. My shoes are like, it's just 20 pairs of shoes. No, I'm just kidding. But,
yeah.
Okay, I agree. I would also choose the below average looking guy with a clean car.
Okay, mine. Would you rather be best friends with a girl who always says goals to everything? Like, goals. Oh my God, that's goals. But, like, everything. Like, she, like, sees
bunnies on the street. She's yeah. like, goals.
Goals.
Bunnies.
Yeah. Like, sees a girl with a puppy. Goals. Oh, my gosh. So annoying.
Or, a couple breaks up. Goals!
Goals. Or would you rather be best friends with a girl who is the definition of goals? Like, she's everything, but she, like, doesn't think she does. Like, she's one of those annoying girls that's like, when you're like, oh, you're so skinny, and she's like, ah,
I'm so fat.
Like, she's one of those girls, but she about everything.
She's a pessimist.
Yes.
Ugh. That's a hard one.
I know, because it annoys me. I mean, I say goals sometimes, but it, like, has to be really good.
Like, actual
like, it has goals. To be real goals. So, I don't know which one I could put up with more.
Maybe, like, do I have to compliment this girl? Like, can I just be like, yeah, you're right, you're ugly.
But you have to be, like, true to yourself. Like,
okay,
if you see her wearing a cute shirt, you have to be like,
oh, I'd be like,
you're
cute shirt. And she's like, no, that shirt's so ugly.
Yeah.
That would be so depressing.
I know.
I couldn't hang out with her anymore. And she'd have to be your best friend.
And it'd be annoying because, like, those people are so annoying because you almost always feel like you're, like, they're fishing for compliments. And they're like, my hair just looks so gross.
And you're like,
I do
just wash it.
But I'm not fishing for compliments. I'm just, like, telling you the truth. But, like, you know when people are doing it all the time. They are.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, when pretty girls do that, you're like, you know you're pretty. Stop putting it out into the world that you think you're not pretty.
Yeah, exactly.
You know you're pretty.
Yeah, I agree.
So I would do the goals girl.
Me too. Because then at least she's, like, uplifting.
True.
Like, you're like, dude, today I had, like, I don't know, whatever, chicken sandwich for lunch. Goals!
Yeah.
And you're like, thank you.
Like, I got a job at McDonald's. Big goals! Like, you'd be like, wow, thanks,
thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Goals girl.
Pessimistic girl, not fun. Sorry. Can't hang out with a Debbie Downer. We're kind of lucky. I don't think we have, like, friends that are
really
Debbie Downers.
We're pretty optimistic.
Even when one of us is having, like, a day.
Yeah.
And we're like, ugh, I hate my hair. Like, okay, this is something that we actually do is where we all go out, and one
yeah.
of us is always like,
oh, yeah.
I just don't like cute.
We
I
all
just
have
don't want. I've been that girl, you've been that girl, all of our friends have been that girl.
Yes.
But we're very uplifting, and we're
yeah.
like, no. Like, your dress may not be cute, but your hair is popping.
But you look great.
Your makeup? Awesome.
One of my friends once described me as a haboob. Okay, so people who aren't from Arizona, a haboob is like a huge dust storm. It's pretty quick. Like, it comes in, like, blows all this dust around like crazy, and then it's gone. So one of my friends described me as a haboob because she says when things don't go my way, I, like, go, like, crazy, and, like, people don't know what's happening, and then, like, all of a sudden I'm calm, and I'm like, but it's okay. And I'm like, that is so me. Like, I'll be like, oh my God, my hair, I'm just gonna shave it off and have a Britney moment. And then, like, 2 seconds later, I'll be like, you know what, but, like, I'm lucky to have hair.
She's right. Whoever this friend was, she's actually right.
It's Lauren.
Oh my God. Lauren's so right.
I'm a haboob.
I actually am not surprised that Lauren said that. That's really funny.
But, yeah, we're pretty optimistic. So I'd roll with the optimistic girl.
Me too.
For show.
Those were good, would you rather? Those made me think a little bit.
Okay, guys. we're starting to, I mean, we're not running low on topics. We always got topics for you guys. But we would always appreciate your
feedback.
Yeah, give us some topic ideas. If there's things that you want to hear about, email it to us and shout out us. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
Give us a shout out.
Tell us you like us. Tell us you hate us.
Yeah. Honestly, if you're like too lazy to look up a topic and you're like, I just want to know more about this.
Yeah.
But I like literally don't have time.
Let us do the research.
Yeah.
We love doing research. Entertaining for you, so don't have to read.
We'll keep the bachelor jokes to a minimum. Yeah. Don't you worry. No. And it can be like serious topics or it can be funny topics. We don't care.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And email us at misinformed.podcast@gmail.com.
Follow us on Instagrams.
Listen to us on iTunes and our website. And yeah, we love you guys.
Love ya. And remember,
we're not experts,
so don't quote us.
Bye.
Bye.